In the book The Templar Revelation, Secret Guardians of the True Identity of Christ, by Lynn Picknett and Clive Prince, the authors point out an example of how the Gnostics felt about Christ. They write about a doctor whose name was Bernard Raymond Fabre Pellepra, who allegedly got his authority from what is known as the Larminius Charter. This charter was claimed to have been written in 1324 by Johannes Marcus Larminius, who was appointed to be the Grand Master of the Knights Templar by the supposed last Grand Master, Jacques de Molay, before he was burned at the stake in 1314 by the Catholic Church and the King of France in trying to destroy the Knights Templar. This charter supposedly outlines the continuation of the Order of Knights Templar by containing the signatures of all the subsequent Grand Masters of the Knights Templar, of which Fabre Pellepra was now Grand Master. Fabre Pellepra also possessed another document of significance, called the Leviticon, which was a version of John's Gospel that had blatant Gnostic overtones and had supposedly been written in the 11th century. He used the Leviticon as the basis for founding the Johannite Church, original Christians, in Paris in 1828. And it certainly had Neo-Templar philosophies. The Leviticon has two parts in its makeup. The first part has religious doctrines that are taught, which include the nine grades of the Templar order. The second part has much more controversy, as it contains the Gospel of John as it is mainly put forth in the New Testament, but omits several significant portions and adds some very contentious writings to it. All of the miracles of Jesus are eliminated, as are certain references to Peter, including the story where Jesus says, "Upon this rock I will build my church." The last two chapters of the original Gospel of John are also eliminated, which refer to his resurrection. In addition, any writing that puts forth that Christ was an initiate of the mysteries of Osiris, the major Egyptian god of his day, and that he had passed on these mysteries and esoteric teachings and knowledge to his disciple John the Beloved, were included. It also says that Paul and some other apostles founded the Christian church, but they did so without any knowledge of Christ's true teaching. According to Fabre Pellepra, these secret teachings that were given to John the Beloved had great influence on the beliefs of the Knights Templar. It also fits in with what my guide Francine said about Jesus learning the ancient mysteries in Egypt just before he went into his public life. What has always been amazing to me is the fact that we have the writings of Christianity on the one hand, and on the other, the equally massive collection of writings from Gnostics and Jewish Christians that, in so many cases, are directly in contradiction. In researching all of these religious writings, we can become so confused at the interpretations, discrepancies, omissions, contradictions, and blatant falsehoods that it leaves us with our heads spinning in wondering who is telling the truth. It really gets down to the premise that if truth has been put forth by Christianity, why are there so many adherents of Jesus Christ who have writings against the truths of Christianity? If the opponents of Christianity's truth were other religions, you could understand their opposition. But other religions don't attack Christianity near as much as the so-called heretical sects made up of fellow believers in Christ. A multitude of Christian secret societies throughout history have sprung up, claiming that they have secret knowledge or the real truth about Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene and Christ's life. Some of these societies became so popular or powerful that the Catholic Church literally tried to suppress them through annihilation in which thousands died. Why did so many fellow Christians rebel against the teachings and dogma of the early Catholic Church? Could it be that they were based on lies about his death and resurrection and the omission of his true relationship with Mary Magdalene? If truth is put out, you might have a few detractors, but truth is truth, and you wouldn't have thousands of fellow Christians fighting those truths if they were all really true. There is definitely something fishy going on. or, as others like to say, there is something rotten in Denmark.